Utah's State Air Quality Board has approved a new plan for meeting federal air quality regulations on the Wasatch Front.
Most of the residents in the valley are going to be breathing clean air probably, you know, sooner than 2019, so that's a good thing.
That's Bill Rice, a planner with the Utah Division of Air Quality. He was explaining how Utah's urban counties are going to meet federal standards for the fine particles called PM2.5. The state is relying heavily on improvements in auto emissions that are built into newer cars, but industrial polluters and small businesses like bakeries and body shops are also being required to pollute less. Bryce Bird, the director of the division, says the plan also focuses attention on stricter enforcement of wood burning, which he says has been a huge problem during periods of stagnant air in the winter.
So the inversion would start, we'd start building up concentrations, and then 3 or 4 days into the inversion, we'd prohibit wood burning.
Mm-hmm.
What we did with the new rule is put that prohibition in earlier in the inversion.
The Air Quality Board adopted the plan unanimously. A 30-day public comment period will begin October 1st, and the board plans to finalize it in December. By then, Utah will be a year late submitting its state implementation plan to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Dan Bomas, KUER News.